It's Bomb Cyclone 2019. Drive safe out there, Denver. 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with a big story of the day.
Flacco in the gun with 42 seconds. Gets the snap. Has time. Steps up. Flacco throws. Airing it deep. Looking for Jacoby Jones. He's got it at the 20. Inside the 10. And he'll walk in for the touchdown. 70 yards from Flacco to Jacoby Jones. And the Ravens, with 31 seconds to go, have a chance to tie it up.
Oh, man. I can't wait to ask Joe Flacco about that tomorrow. C-Mac, Tommy Nalen, Joe Flacco's officially a Bronco. Fourth round pick. Hey, Tommy.
You sound excited.
Hey, you know. I'm trying to figure out with this bomb cyclone, like, you know, what are, I don't know, are they going to be able to get, is he already here? Maybe he's already here. Is he already here? Does anybody know that? Maybe he is. That would sort of make sense, I guess, right?
Nobody was tracking his flights, like in 2012.
Oh, that was so much fun. That was a riot. We're on tail, you know. We had a guy that, like, worked at the airport, like...
Over at Centennial?
Yeah, and he just knew it. It was awesome. The stalking of Peyton Manning. Remember when they had the helicopters flying above his white van? And, you know, I was friends with Brian Sanders at the time, still am. And I'm like, hey! Brian, it's like OJ. And he was texting me back from the white van. It was crazy. But Joe Flacco, officially a member of the Broncos, we'll get into it. Tommy, the bomb cyclone, boy, Zach Bye was crying like a baby about being at work here off the air. Holy cow.
Isn't he from upstate New York somewhere?
Yeah, he's originally like from the Buffalo area, spent some time in Albany.
This is not unusual for him to drive through that?
I mean, I don't...
I've been in alone!
I've seen worse. I mean, I'm not saying it's great. Like, you know, Troy's staring down the barrel of probably a three-hour drive back to Longmont.
And he wasn't even complaining.
No, not really. Not really.
It wasn't that bad driving in. I couldn't see a stoplight, though.
There were some stoplights that were just, like...
covered in snow?
They just weren't working.
Oh, all the ones I saw were working as I came up 10 feet away from it. I was like, oh, crap, that's red.
Yeah, there was... You know, I just go the same way. I just go down Arapahoe Road. So, I don't know. And then I just avoided I-25 because I heard I-25 was closed. And I guess, is it still closed, like in the Castle Rock Monument sort of area? So maybe Stokely has a legitimate excuse, like if I-25 is, like, closed.
Well, it wasn't closed at 11.
No, I know. Right. Could have been here.
There's no excuse. There's ways around it. You don't have to take the highway.
You don't. You could probably go right by Rock Canyon High School.
Yeah,
and just,
that's the back way right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Done it. Driven it. Done it on a bike.
You know, Denise, my wife, was asking, is there going to be a show? has Raj called yet? And I said, I don't know, but I'm trying out. I can't miss. Can't make the club in the tub. I said, it would look pretty bad if two guys from Boston couldn't make it to work because of snow.
That's funny. You know, is Denise, your wife, into, how does she handle, like, she's from the Boston area too, right?
Yeah, same. We went to high school together.
So how does she like stuff like this?
I drive her everywhere. She will shovel.
She was
going to have court. She had jury duty today.
No way.
In Denver.
Oh, wow. Well, that's...
And
no
they
way
did not...
That.
We didn't know. No, it was on until about 6 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And they finally closed the courthouse.
So was she in a federal trial?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you live in the city of Denver, technically.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So
okay,
it's Denver,
okay.
Denver County.
Okay,
and
okay.
I don't know what trial she was going to get, but now she's off. She's good.
My wife got a jury. She can't wait to do her jury duty. She's dying to do it. And she loves weather disasters. She doesn't like it. She loves it. She loves doing the shoveling. She likes being out in it. She can't wait. I'm sure she has shoveled 2 or 3 times in the past couple hours. She loves it. Hmm. She wanted to. She works for the Cherry Creek School District. They canceled everything. She wanted to go to work today. I mean, she was it. She was the only one in her office type area.
Well, how would she shovel? She'd miss out on that.
Yeah, well, right. She did. She did miss out on a shoveling opportunity. But then she has ample opportunity. I called her. You know, she's the only person at work.
She went to work today.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Cherry Creek School District was closed.
That's right. Hmm. But her office is literally in our backyard. It's at Smoky Hill High School, basically. So, I mean, it really is, I mean, right around the block from our house. It's not that big of a deal. Hmm. But I said to my son who's living at home, I go, do you know what a martyr is? And he goes, no. I go, well, your mom's a work martyr. He goes, I don't know what that means. I go, look it up.
She's going to die
right.
at work? She's dying for Cherry Creek Schools?
All right, maybe it's not that literal as a martyr.
Well, you told him to look up the word martyr.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it wasn't... All right.
I'm sure he did not.
But I just said, your mom is going to be that person. You know, there's always that... We're being those persons right now, by the way. We are being jerks. Because it is... So we're saying it's really not that big of a deal that we're here today.
No,
we're saying, so what?
There's people out there. We had to be here. We need to entertain the plow, you know, the guys
that's
plowing,
right.
the cops, the
we
firefighters.
We want to dedicate this show to plowmen.
Plow guy.
Plow guy. If you're a plow guy. All right, how about this?
Not the Denver guys. They don't plow.
Whoa.
Denver doesn't plow.
What?
They'll do some main streets.
Really?
They do not plow any roads.
Really?
It's true. You have to get like a foot of snow in Denver for them to plow any of the side streets.
We're dedicating this show if you're a plow guy or you're a first responder type. If you got something to say about sports, anything. I mean, literally, anything about sports if you're a plow guy. Because you're really the only people that should be out there today. Mm-hmm. Or you're a first responder, you're a fireman, cop, you know, you're a doctor, nurse, a hospital. Like, if you're one of those people. I don't want to hear from anybody else because you really should. I mean, nobody does something that's that important.
Unless you're in radio.
Because
it's vital.
It's really not. I mean, we were given the option of just turning on the satellite. I got to laugh, too, because, you know, we have two other stations here in our building, KYGO and Cozy. And I saw Jackie Selby and I saw Paul Donovan. And here's a ridiculous snare. They could just put it on auto, and the music will just keep playing.
Mm.
I look at Jackie, I'm like, why are you here? Oh, somebody's got to be, you know, not really. Giveaways. That's why they're here to do giveaways?
What, couldn't they pre-recorded that?
Is there a John Tesh concert coming that they've got to give tickets away for?
John Tesh.
Is there I don't know the country. You're into the country at all?
Is John Tesh country?
No, I think he's not even Cozy. I don't know. I have no idea what they do there.
Toby Keith.
Is there a Toby Keith show? Is there a God Bless America tour that is coming to our neighborhoods? No, we don't have to. Listen, I
had to be here.
Well, now, you feel like
I might have had to cut in on the national broadcast and chime in whatever they're talking about.
Now,
I got 4 days to kind of make my mark here.
Well,
so.
But you could have taken it like a Deion Sanders combine and just with the show yesterday, just walk off. Just be like, yeah. Oh, you didn't think you did that good?
No.
Okay.
No. I want to redo. It was kind of sucky yesterday.
All right. Again, you got. Oh.
I can do better.
Really?
I think I can.
We'll start. Let's go to London. Now, you got to be. London, are you a plow guy?
No, I'm not a plow
guy.
What
do you do?
I don't do any. Actually, I'm avoiding this snow. Like
you don't get to talk then today. We need plow guys. All right,
he's
plow guys. Can I say what's up to Tom?
Yeah,
real quick.
Go ahead.
Hey Tom.
What's up?
Hey Tom. I'm happy to hear you on the air.
Okay.
D-Mac, I know me and you is missing Big Al, but Tom, you are hilarious, dude. Now I like your attitude and the way you go about life. I'm kind of a recluse, too.
Yeah.
I'm bored
instantly. He hates himself, too. I can tell.
Okay.
We're done with this, jackass.
So that guy
festival.
Liked me, and you cut him off?
Yeah. T! Well, what's going on, T?
Yeah, you forgot to mention all the RTD drivers, the bus drivers, and the truck operators.
Sorry. I love you guys. Right now. So what do you do? What do you do, T?
I'm a light rail operator.
All right.
Do you have passengers?
Not yet. I'm on my way in. I'm driving them all on my way in.
So they told you you got to be there today. We got to run the, what line are you on?
I'm going to run the C line, but RTD is here for you 24-7, 365,
my man.
Bad weather.
My man. My man. The C line. Where does the C line go?
Men Road to Union Station.
Okay. Nice. Thank you, T. Appreciate it. I don't know if you're going to have any passengers today, but appreciate it. Oh, the trains are at capacity from the airport because people are trapped at the airport.
Well, that's just the A line, right? Well, I guess the A line takes you to Union Station.
And then you got to
get somewhere. You got to jump on that C line.
If you're going out to Mineral, if you're going out west, I guess. Everybody's like desperately trying to find a hotel. Hotels are all booked up. You know, it was funny weather. So I got to admit, I definitely was trolling this morning because I was like, how soft are we? Just a little rain. Why are these schools closed, right? People just yelling and screaming. I thought it was funny.
All those teachers getting a day off, that bother you a little bit? A little bit? I know you got a history there.
Yeah, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, you could just have the kids come in and throw Selena on, and we could be watching Selena together. No. It's about getting the kids home. How do you get the kids home? And then I was like, well, I mean, if you're going to cancel school today, tomorrow, forget it, right?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, no school tomorrow.
There'll be school tomorrow.
No way will there be school
tomorrow.
Why
are you looking out the window saying no school tomorrow based on weather at 3 o'clock?
How about your fancy pants school?
They finally canceled it.
What time?
9 p.m. Okay. My daughter was irate.
What?
Well, up until 9 p.m.
Oh.
She's
they
like,
hadn't.
Creek is Littleton, Arapa, all these schools canceled. And she was at swim. I was at the natatorium last night. She was at swim practice, and all her friends already knew they were canceled. They're all happy.
Right.
And she's like, they're not canceling my school. They never canceled that school.
Yeah.
They finally did, though. The school is within the Cherry Creek School District.
How do you know it's canceled? Does somebody, like, on a horse ride up to you with a, like, they blare a trumpet and they... We are here to announce Kent is closed tomorrow.
A gold
parchment.
It's a gold wagon. It's all gold.
Let's go to Plow George. What's up, Plow George?
Hey, what's going on?
Where are you?
I just got off a city of Denver. So when Nathan said that, I had to call in because I don't know what neighborhood he's in, but we're all plowing.
Welshire, plow it, please. I live right by a school, and you guys tell me this. You guys do not plow those roads. Dartmouth, Yale, never a plow.
Oh, well, I'm going to check that district because I'm over there in Green Valley and Stapleton area, and I got to come back in tonight.
I could see Green Valley getting plowed because it's near the airport, but they don't plow my neighborhood ever. Never seen it.
George, George, you want to say anything about sports?
I'm trying to get home.
He's just pissed off. Denver doesn't plow.
All right, thanks, George.
I've never seen a plow in Denver.
George
is the guy.
George.
He's the one plow guy.
He's calling you out, dude. Beetle Bill, are you in our parking lot?
I just got done, guys.
Dude, I just saw you out there. You did?
Yeah, I just opened you up. I'll be back to make it look nice tonight.
You did awesome.
Don't plow in that Rover out there.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah.
You want
to
say?
I'll get you guys looking good. I've been plowing your lot for a few years, and I always listen to you. And
good job,
you
dude.
Were just begging for a plow driver today.
We're not begging for one. We have other things we can talk about. Don't worry about it.
We'll be more for a doctor.
We'll be all right. I mean, but, you know, we just want to give you priority service. That's all.
Hey, well, I appreciate the shout out. I listen to you guys every time I'm out here,
All right. Do you want to say anything about sports?
Yeah, I will say something. The guys earlier today, they were amazed that AP got another contract, and I want to just say I'm not amazed.
Who grew up
in Minnesota.
Who's giving up?
That doesn't surprise me a minute.
I didn't even catch that. Where's he going? Where's Peterson going?
You know, I don't know where he's going, but I know he got another 2-year contract. Is that with the Redskins again?
Yeah, I'm just getting that, Redskins. That's cool. So,
I'm not that surprised. That guy's a freak.
He's a machine. He always has been. I called it at the beginning of the year.
You called it. I remember that.
I saw it in preseason, man. I called it. He won me a fantasy championship.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for everything you're doing today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, D-Mac.
All right. See you, pal.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't know. He probably gets a low-level deal. He's all right.
You know? At that position, he's a freak.
Doesn't catch any passes, can't block, but he's all right. He had some sort of ridiculous stat there in Minnesota. Like, he got 85% of his carries with the quarterback under center. Like, it's the complete opposite when he had, like, Christian Ponder there.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Like, wow, this guy just operates like this one way. That's it. That's who he is.
He's comfortable that way. It's worked.
Well, but it's a unique set of circumstances. So what, I mean, how much are you paying Adrian Peterson? I don't know. It's all right. It's running backs. I can't, Le'Veon Bell. All right. Goes to the Jets. Okay. Was it worth all that he did to get the deal he got with the Jets?
He's 14 and a half behind. He got less than what he would have made as the franchise tag last year. He's fresher. I guess the Jets are thinking he's had a year off.
I guess the thing is,
that's
he's
not the
got,
worst thing for a running back.
He has guaranteed money.
The franchise is guaranteed.
Yeah, but just for that 1 year.
It's 14 and a half that he missed out on. I thought he was gonna make more than that.
I didn't. He's a running back. I don't know. I hate to be like a jerk about certain positions because, you know, there's.
Why do you say running back like that? You're all in about, was it CJ Mosley?
Yeah.
A linebacker? Yeah. I don't think linebackers are worth all that much.
You could. Well.
In today's NFL, when there's teams play a nickel defense, you have maybe one linebacker on the field a lot of the time. Why are linebackers getting all the money?
It's a good question.
A lot of them getting released. They got released the last couple weeks.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll
their
see.
Value to me in the NFL, today's NFL, is pretty low. I like the running backs because the screen games and the passing game, they can be involved in that. Not only running the ball, but...
But $14 million a year for a running back?
He's a good player. He wasn't going to play for free. And he's valuable. The screen game with a young quarterback... That's important. Take some pressure off him. Those are easy passes.
Look at Antonio Brown. He got all dolled up.
Yeah, all cleaned up.
Look at him.
If there's one team you didn't have to clean up for, it's the Raiders. Who's he impressing?
I don't know. He's got his. You know, he went to the sport clips. He got taken care of. So do you think he was trying to just look like a lunatic through this whole process?
There's no doubt his antics were trying to force his way out of Pittsburgh.
It's crazy, right?
I mean,
I'm just going to look like a lunatic.
He's not making any more money. I mean, he's got traded on his current deal.
I mean, it's pretty awesome when you think about it for a second that he just didn't want to be there, but he had 3 years left, so he just acted like a lunatic to get out of there.
It's brilliant.
It's pretty amazing.
People think he's probably stupid, but now you're ended up in Oakland. But now he's going to be the big thing there. It was always Ben. Now he's the guy.
He's the guy.
No one's talking about Derek Carr.
Yeah, we'll see how committed they even are to Derek Carr, to be honest with you. But if I'm Derek Carr, I like it. Then I'm seeing the Browns with Odell. That kind of happened just when we got off the air yesterday. And I was thinking about Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. They are loaded there. Are the Browns win that division next year?
You think they'd be loaded from the past drafts? But these guys they traded for.
Maybe not a bad deal for the Giants either, by the way.
Yeah, I mentioned yesterday, you mentioned trading Vaughn if you were going to rebuild. Yeah. And I said, no. Vaughn would have to be part of the rebuild, but he's your only chip you can kind of play.
That's it.
Odell Beckham Jr. should be part of the rebuild with the Giants.
But
you're going to have to find a new quarterback there.
Right. Keep going.
You need Is he your only chip? That's it? He's 26. The dude is 26 years old. He's in the prime of his career.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
And you get rid of him. Now what? Now you have to go find a superstar wide receiver.
You got to find a quarterback first.
You better hit on those draft picks they got back. Jabril Peppers better be a damn good safety.
Yeah, and then you got to hit on 17, and you got to hit on 6. And one of them's got to be, I mean, if you're not drafting a quarterback, what
are you
doing?
You got to hit on 17 because you gave him away for 17.
Right.
In a third round.
Who is the, hey, little research here, boys. Who was the 17th pick in the draft last year? Who was that? We got our guy, your buddy Garrett Bowles. He was 19. Derwin James was 17. Yeah, Derwin James was like unbelievable last year. Derwin James was incredible. I don't know anything about Jonathan
Allen.
You
get a pretty small sample of 17. 17 can be hit or miss.
Keanu Neal, don't know anything about him. I don't know. I think it's okay, because if you're rebuilding, you're rebuilding. You know, but by the way,
if you're going to rebuild, you have to hit on what you're rebuilding with.
That's right. You can't miss.
There's a lot of pressure on 17.
Right.
You had 6.
Right. So is it Haskins? I think it's Haskins. Now they're playing a little bit of a game. I want to talk to you about Kyler Murray's pro day today. Kyler Murray did something pretty quirky. So I want to go through that with you in just a little bit. But we did say we give priority to the Plowers. So, yeah, I don't have a name on you, but you're a plow guy. Hey, who's this? Plowing Steve. Hey. Sorry. Plowing Steve. What's up, pal?
D-Mac. How you doing, man?
Awesome.
Do you want
to say hi to the new guy?
The Tom?
Yeah, I think.
Maybe. Just new guy. Billy. New guy's good.
Yeah.
All right. Trust me, I've been up for a lot of hours here.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Steve.
But, yeah, thanks for coming in and keeping us busy. I was going to listen to podcasts today, and I got the fan to listen
no,
to.
No, dude, we're doing this show just for you. I mean, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, because you're really, you need to be there. And probably every single other person on the road really doesn't need to be out there. Not really.
No, we do. We plow a lot of, we have a Starbucks contract, so we have like 50 sites. They close down. Obviously, the schools are closed down.
Yeah.
Everyone, the mad dash to get back was between like 10 and 12. 12 right. Like 10 and 1.
Right.
And they're all in the house watching television while we're cleaning up. The boys are doing it, all of us.
Well, way to go, pal, and we appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Are you pumped about Flacco?
You know what? I am. I am, just for a little veteran stance. I know he's at the tail end of his career, and that's fine, but maybe he's got that little bit of that spark plug at the end of his career. He wants to come out and prove something. So I'm more excited than I am last year with, you know, the big mistake that we made. You know, I'm glad we didn't go with Cousins. I think that turned out really well.
All right, so you're in a good mood about it. Thank you, Steve. We got to run. So, Mr. Plow, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Simpsons.
There you go. We'll come back, and Kyler Murray's pro day was interesting for reasons you've never thought of. Details next.
It's Bomb Cyclone 2019. Drive safe out there, Denver. Here's the drive.
D-Mac and Tom Nalen, enjoying our Bomb Cyclone. We will get back to our calls, or we're taking calls only from delivery people, plow drivers. You know, we're dedicating the show to them. In fact, I'll do one real quick as we get into this. Delivery guy, what's your name?
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, what are you delivering?
Well, deliver packages.
Nice, like UPS or?
Well, I hate to give them a commercial, but yeah, I drive a big brown truck.
You'd hate to give them a commercial?
Yeah. I mean, they're paying you.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, how you guys doing? What's up, Tom?
We're awesome. I'm apparently better than you at UPS these days.
Oh, it sucks, man.
I mean, you want me to put a plug in for you for FedEx or something? Or
yeah, no, they're out here too, though. I appreciate them, or else my job would be twice as hard.
Wow. All right. So besides bombing on the company that pays you, what else you got going on?
Oh, not much, man. Just trying to make it through the day out here. It's pretty nasty.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, do you
want to say something about sports here?
Yeah. Say something about sports. Go ahead.
I want to say that I think Von Miller needs to earn his pay a little more. I think he's like the Randy Moss of defensive players, you know. He's better than everybody, but he doesn't always bring the effort. So I want to know what Tom thinks about that.
All right.
Yeah, we kind of delved into that yesterday, didn't we?
Well, what do you think about it?
I think when Von is rushing, Von is 100%. Is he taking plays off at when the ball is coming to him? I don't think so. Is the new head coach said he can play better, but a new head coach isn't going to come in and say, "No, everybody's fine. You guys are 6-10. Keep going." Of course he's going to say everybody can play better. He was asked about Von in particular. He's not going to say, "No, we can't do anything to help him play better. He's fine. We don't have to coach him." He's under a lot of scrutiny, Von is, just because of money.
Yep.
He's a strange guy. He's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think he's trying hard.
He's the best player on the team.
Oh, there's no... yeah, okay.
And Chris Harris?
No, Von.
Who's Emmanuel Sanders?
I was going there, but you're right about Von.
I would take... No, if I'm going to draft a player off the Broncos, he's Von's number one.
He's the best player. He's the only player worth a first-round draft pick. I mean, that's for sure. And we just saw the deal with OBJ. So, I mean, there's nobody else on the Broncos you get a first-round pick for, right?
Chris Harris, you might.
No, with
he's only got 1 year left, but he's pretty cheap.
He's not getting a first-round offer.
Really?
No.
Really? Corners.
First round? No.
He's cheap.
Antonio Brown just got third and a fifth.
That's because he's a problem.
First round for Chris Harris.
I'd do it.
I don't know. I think that'd be a stretch. I think Vaughn, I don't know if Vaughn's going to be worth the first round after this year. We'll see.
Well, he's going to get better. Coach said he can play
apparently.
Better.
Apparently.
Ed Donatell's going to coach him up, put him in good positions.
Fans are tough.
It's the money. It's the contract. And 5-11, 6-10.
Yeah, I don't know what else Vaughn can really, you know, I don't know what else you're expecting him to do.
He gets double teamed.
Mm-hmm.
Every offensive coordinator, offensive line coach, offensive tackle, they're watching Vaughn.
What, you don't, it's not a coincidence that Bradley Chubb had so many sacks this year. I mean, what do you think?
It's Vaughn makes everyone else better, right? Because those guys just need to beat one-on-ones.
Vaughn's the best player. Vaughn's probably one of the best players in Broncos history. Why don't we start there? He's on track to go to the Hall of Fame. He is a Super Bowl MVP.
I would draft Vaughn number one overall of any Denver Bronco.
Well, period.
Any Denver Bronco. He's so unique.
You don't take him over Elway's, you know. No.
You don't?
No. No. You got to have a quarterback. We got Flacco. I mean, we do have Flacco now.
Well, I would take Elway second. I'm still drafting Broncos.
Wow.
Vaughn is so unique.
He just
he's
went
so five, different.
5-11, 6-10. You had Vaughn in the prime of his career. You don't have a quarterback. Can't do anything. Zero.
It's all the quarterback?
It starts there.
How about offensive coordinators that have changed?
You don't take...
A poor offensive line.
Yeah, but you don't take Vaughn over John Elway. You don't take, like, the greatest pass rusher you've ever had over one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what the personal beefs are you have, but I mean, you got it.
That's not a beef. I don't know either of them.
Kyler Murray. I want to talk about Kyler. You don't know either of them.
Well, really?
Kyler Murray, do you have the criticism that he got after the combine? Mostly from crazy Charlie Casserly.
The height criticism?
No, the Charlie Casserly criticism that he was bad on the whiteboard. He was bad in meetings. He was...
Charlie Casserly?
Yeah, here is Kyler Murray.
I have nothing to say about it. Obviously, you know, hearing the news and stuff like that, for me, you know, I know who I am. My teammates know who I am. My coaches know who I am. You know, I enjoy playing this game. I love playing this game, and I'm a winner. So, I mean, it is what it is. We're good.
Yeah, he doesn't quite... Do you know what I'm talking about crazy Charlie Casserly? I mean,
well, you better hope Kingsbury takes him number one, because this was not good. This was the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback.
Really?
I've been doing this a long time. I'm probably doing it longer than you're alive anyway.
You have. Yes, that's why I said, leadership. Really?
Yes, leadership, not good. Okay, study habits, not good. The board work, below not good. Not good at all in any of those areas, see? And raising major concerns about what this guy's going to do. Now, people will say, well, we're going to compare him to Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Baker Mayfield. Well, you can. And by the way, Friday, tune in up to minute. I'll show you the offense you're going to run with this guy. It is possible. But those guys are much different. I mean, those guys, you never questioned about their ability on the board.
We got it. Get off my lawn!
Two words for Chowley. Heath Shuler. Drafted him. Third overall.
Okay.
Gus Frost beat him out the next year.
Yeah, because
Gus was a seventh round pick. Better. Same draft.
Yeah. And Charlie's kind of a nut. Although there are elements of Kyler Murray's personality that I do wonder if it's really going to go over. I watched his pro day today. You know, it's kind of funny. He weighed 205 pounds.
He dropped some weight.
He dropped 2 pounds, yeah.
Well, that could be the drug test, drinking a lot of water like me.
He didn't get his height measured, which I was like, wow, like, why aren't you willing to get your height measured?
Well, he's good with the number he got. You can't fake the height combine.
That's what I thought. Like, who cares? Why wouldn't you get your height measured?
Oh, well, he's good with it.
But here's what he did, too. He didn't run today. He didn't, like, do a 40 or anything like that.
Yeah.
Did you see him, like, just pick his shirt up just a little bit every now and then? Listen, I think the guy's just been throwing some water weight on to be heavy. I swear to God. It doesn't affect his throwing whatsoever, but it could affect his speed.
He looked chunky.
Don't you think?
Bloated?
Just a little bit. Like in the belly, you know, when you're just...
My combine, I was played in a Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
Which is... At one point in the Senior Bowl, you walk up on stage, they weigh you, all this stuff. I was 266.
Light.
Light. 3 weeks later, combine, 282.
Hey, now.
282. There were gasps. I heard them. Audible.
What was the secret?
Well, at the end of the weigh-in, they had me weigh back in.
Yeah.
I was 280. I went pee. I had a drug test in the morning. I was pounding water and Gatorade for the drug test.
Yeah.
282, couldn't believe it. When I got on scale, I was like, this isn't going to be good. Right, 282.
Let's go back to that. And Kyler Murray, the impression he's made. I really swear to God, I think he's done something like that. This is The Drive, the Snowplow Edition on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
It's Bomb Cyclone 2019. Drive safe out there, Denver. Here's The Drive.
Mac, Tom Nalen, Bomb Cyclone. Thank you, Kyle. Strawberry Man coming through. What a day for the Strawberry Man. Dude's up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now he's dropping off tea here in the Bomb Cyclone.
He was asleep half an hour ago.
Had a blanket. I didn't even know we had blankets in the station. Oh, you brought that blanket from home?
This Whoopi.
So taking a nap at work was like a plan? Okay. I don't know if I've ever, like, planned on... I've definitely slept at work. There's no doubt about it. But I don't know if it was planned. You normally take a nap in your car? Oh, my God. All right.
This is a lot to Kyle we don't know about.
Yeah. Mark, you're shoveling right now? Is that right? What's going on? Mark. Mark! Is Mark there? No? Have we lost him? Has the Bomb Cyclone taken another? I tried, Mark. Sorry. Oh, by the way, our guy Zach was not digging this at all today. Troy was fine. And stinking Mike, there was nothing even going on.
They didn't have anything to do
with.
You know, Stink, Alaska boy.
Oh, he's not going to be bothered by this. Stokely tapped out. Stokely, And he's still from Louisiana. You know, you got to cut him some slack. This is all kind of new to him, relatively.
Were you here in 97?
No.
We had a blizzard.
I was here. I wasn't. I was here 3 days later because I was working on the Sabres broadcast. And it was in October. Are you talking about that?
Yeah.
And I believe you guys played Buffalo. We're
flying to Buffalo.
Right.
And I get stuck. I'm living in an apartment off Arapahoe Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an Isuzu Rodeo. And I can't. The apartment complex had back, like these, the garage doors backed up to each other. So I didn't have enough room to gun it out of the garage.
Because
I
would have gone,
I was trapped. I couldn't get out. So I'm like, Stink, man, you got to pick me up. Oh, Boston boy, can't drive in the snow. So I walk up because we're going away. So I'm carrying a suit and a backpack, and I'm walking up to Arapahoe Road in like South Boston. Or Clinton.
Oh, you're hiking a little bit.
No, I'm walking there because he's going to pick me up.
Okay.
2 hours later,
no
Stink.
No.
I'm seeing buses go by. I'm like, oh, my God.
You're just standing out there?
Yeah, for 2 hours.
No way.
Two hours. He couldn't get out of his own neighborhood. Mr. Alaska. Can't drive in the snow.
No cell phones.
No cell phones then.
Just I'll see you on the street.
Someone picked me. Someone picked me up. Not Steve Atwater. He would live the other way. Someone picked me up. Someone drove by and saw me.
One of your teammates.
There was no one else on the road.
One of your teammates.
Yes.
You're just a lonely Bronco standing on the road. So yeah.
I forget who it was. It wasn't Stink.
So
Stink got there like 2 hours after I got the facility. He was stuck.
But no way to tell you that he wasn't coming.
No. No.
It's a classic story because you guys roll into Buffalo just. I mean,
we got there like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
We were the only people out. We drove past, the buses drove right past a bunch of cars stranded on Penny Boulevard.
Yep. Somehow you guys
flew out.
This
was the all-weather airport it was touted as.
Right.
And it was completely shut down.
Except for you guys.
Except for us. So special.
Got out.
We did not want to go.
No,
NBC,
no.
NBC was like, nope, we're not having two Monday night games. You guys are playing. 1 o'clock, Buffalo.
Go.
Be there.
You land at 2. You get to sleep at... Do you sleep at all?
Watch the movie.
3, 4 o'clock. You get up. It's a 1 o'clock game, so it feels like 11 o'clock for you guys. Mm-hmm.
You overtime.
Win in overtime.
Jason Elam and I flinched on the field goal. I thought it was coming back. I flinched in overtime. I was playing like left guard or something.
Yeah, who's the snapper?
Diaz Infante, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So you would stay on the field? You wouldn't come off for the snap,
I don't know why. I tried. I mean, I was bad at it.
Right.
I'd get run over all the time.
You flinched. That's too
flinched,
funny.
They didn't call it.
Oh, my God.
Refs want to get out of there, too.
Win the game in front of the Bills Mafia.
Oh.
Everybody's...
It wasn't the Bills Mafia back then. Was that a thing back then?
No, not really. It was always...
They were good. The Bills were good then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was always kind of crazy in the parking lot, always. Because what's unique... Man, I don't know if it's unique, but... Where Orchard Park, where the stadium is, it's flat. It's flat. So there's no buildings. There's no nothing. So you're surrounded by massive parking lots. So it's easy to sort of get around. It's not like at Mile High where, you know, you're on Federal and there's hills and there's overpasses, all that sort of stuff. It's just kind of like college, to be honest with you, like a big stadium and just you can easily get around. When we used to do tailgate shows there with when I worked there, we would get in golf carts and we would just drive around from one tailgate party to another.
Yeah.
So it was always kind of a crazy scene, but the whole like...
Oh, it's a grimy crowd there.
Oh, no doubt about it.
It's some grime.
Well, it was fun. I mean, it was always fun. But the whole like... people were drinking out of bowling balls then. That is true. But the whole like jumping on stuff, that did not exist when I was there in the 90s.
Jumping on tables and...
Did not exist. Was not a part of... I don't know who really got that going. But, you know, Beasley can go and figure it out now. They're then in Brown and Josh Allen. You know, I went up to, what do you think of pro days? Are you a pro day fan? Would you put any stock in these pro days?
Not a lot. It's comfortable. It's a controlled environment. You don't really. I like the combine better because it's everybody's there and you're not familiar with anything. You don't know what's going to be asked. So you get a more real response to a lot of things. You get better results, I would guess.
A little bit more of a challenge throwing to guys that you haven't practiced with, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On a foreign field. None of these guys have played in Indianapolis.
Right.
So I think.
Plus, there's a level of competition that doesn't exist at a pro day, right?
You have your coaching staff is at your pro day. I mean, everything is very familiar to you. Your indoor facility, wherever it was.
Right.
So, and you, you know, you're more comfortable saying no to things. Like, no, I don't, I'm not going to run a 40 today. Whereas you're seeing everyone else run a 40 at the combine, and you know, there's pressure to run it.
So Kyler Murray's probably put on some water weight. He couldn't even stay at 207. He dropped a couple pounds to 205. He's not running today, which indicates to me he's just not really where he's probably going to lose about 15 pounds in 3 days.
Well, he was, what was he, 195 at OU?
Well,
was he listed as?
Yeah, and which, what is that really? 188, 186, something like that. It's all right. If the guy can throw, you know, I was watching him today, and I wasn't thinking about Michael Vick. I was actually thinking about Flutie a little bit watching him. I bet if Flutie had a pro day, it would look just like what he did today.
Yeah.
He'd make every single throw.
Throw it on air.
Throw fine, look great, you know, and that's what he looked like today.
I don't know how much you get out of a pro day. He's throwing to guys he knows. There's no pass rush.
Yeah.
There's no lineman to throw
over. And it's funny, too. We made the sojourn, me and Johnny Hart, up to Laramie last year to watch Josh Allen, and it was impressive. It's hard not to be, like, impressed when you go to the pro day, right? Like, you've traveled to wherever you're going. Let's just, you know, we're here. We're in Laramie. You know, you're rooting for the guy. You, like, want it to go well.
How does it not go well?
I don't know, actually. Jordan Palmer was Josh Allen. By the way, Josh Allen and Sam Darnold and some other dude, they're all, like, living together, training with Jordan Palmer right now. They're kind of back at quarterback school all over again. I really don't know how it doesn't go well. One of the commentators on ESPN said, I've been to, like, a million of these, and the only one that was poor was, like, Teddy Bridgewater out of, like, 50 quarterback pro days.
Yeah.
I don't know. The thing that was impressive about Josh Allen, though, was just, I mean, he does have, like, ridiculous arm strength. I mean, he can.
Well, he's a giant dude, too.
Yeah, it's crazy to actually see somebody do what he did.
His completion percentage was a lot higher then?
Football at Four is coming up next.